Newsrooms are filled with prima donnas and strong personalities. People who crave recognition, if not money, flock to reporting. The hours are long, the work, especially investigative reporting, tedious. Sometimes rewards for success are big journalism prizes where public acclaim accompanies peer respect. As author Timothy Kraus so aptly said in his 1970s book about the nation's political reporters, journalists tend to be insecure egomaniacs. But not Bill Malinowski, the retired Providence Journal investigative reporter who died of ALS last week. He was a secure guy who had scant ego. He won numerous awards, but he was never motivated by glory. Many investigative scribes protect their sources and zealously hide their methods, like a fisherman his secret stream. Not Malinowski. There are very few people in this business like Bill, says Amanda Milkovitz, the Journal crime reporter who collaborated with him on many an urban crime piece. As Milkovitz put it, he was trusted by cops and gangbangers. He could talk to anyone, and he was the greatest of mentors to young reporters. Malinowski had an almost puritanical belief in right and wrong. He believed watchdog journalism mattered, that people in Rhode Island's wealthy suburbs need to know what life's like for young people in violence-plagued South Providence. He dug into the swamp of Central Falls city government, exposing the way the political hierarchy ripped off the struggling immigrants of the state's poorest community. After working in the now-closed Pawtucket Bureau, Malinowski became part of the Journal's investigative team. It was a hothouse that led him to the underbelly of the state's political and law enforcement systems. He flourished in an era that made smart, tough journalism a priority, recalls Malinowski's close friend, New York Times columnist Dan Barry. Malinowski's upbringing belied and informed his success. He was the son of a Polish immigrant who was active in the World War II resistance. His father remained troubled after the war. As Barry explains, there were no war movies allowed on television in their home. The inadvertent slam of a door could enrage his father, leaving his mother and siblings to tiptoe around their modest house. His dad worked as a janitor, his mother a nurse, eking out a working-class life in Norwich, Connecticut. Bill became a fine athlete, his muscled frame reaching 6'3". He played basketball, ran marathons, and was an expert swimmer. Until just a few weeks ago, he didn't even let his diagnosis stop his exercise forays to the Barrington YMCA. After coming to the Journal in the 1980s, he met Mary Murphy, an accomplished photojournalist. They married and had one daughter, Molly. She adopted her dad's love of competitive running, becoming one of the state's best at Barrington High School. By profession and persona, Malinowski was skeptical about most things, except for the annual pennant chances of his beloved Boston Red Sox. Malinowski's friend Mike Stanton, a former Projo colleague, said he was successful because he paid attention to the mundane details of his craft and evolved as a fine story writer. Malinowski was tall and imposing, with a receding hairline and expressive brown eyes. He was soft-voiced and had a wicked, dry humor. He always believed that respect was earned, not imposed. As is the case with the best journalist, he was out to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comforted. There's a common saying that cemeteries are filled with people who couldn't be replaced. This time, it's different. Death can never steal the memories and the example that Bill Malinowski left for his friends and colleagues.